Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cultivate, the 6 Non-Negotiable Traits of a Winning Team, by Walter Bond and Antoinette Bond, narrated by Eric Jason Martin and Patricia Shade. Preface. Discover the 6 secrets to build a championship-caliber team that can outperform your competition, plus achieve goals you may think are impossible today. If your company or organization wants to get to the next level of success, you'll need to cultivate a team mindset among each of your employees. Using the proven ideas and concepts in their new book, Cultivate, Walter Bond and Antoinette Bond provide the insight into how you and your teammates can improve your team performance and to become a champion in your industry and sustain a competitive advantage. Walter and Antoinette highlight the 6 non-negotiable traits of a winning team through a business fable. The fable contains characters that resemble real-life people you can identify with as they encounter challenging situations and make breakthrough achievements, especially when they work as a team to accomplish a common goal. By improving on the team skills illustrated throughout the book, you can learn to become a peak team performer who is able to achieve bigger goals than you might otherwise attain by yourself. Many companies and organizations today are struggling to hire, develop, and retain top talent. Moreover, many managerial leaders fail to recognize they have a teamwork problem, and even fewer know how to improve teamwork. That's why Walter and Antoinette have written this book. It fulfills an unmet need among entrepreneurs, executives, and managers in a variety of industries. Good teamwork leads to greater success. By applying the ideas, concepts, and skills communicated throughout the book, you can turn your company or organization into a champion-caliber, peak-performing team that can dominate your industry. Ready to get started?
Forward. First impression that has lasted to this day. I first met Walter Bond in early 2013 when Jersey Mike's agreed to be part of an episode of a Food Network series called Giving You the Business. Walter was the host of the show. After sharing our respective backgrounds and filming the show, I knew Walter would help our company going forward. Soon after, I asked Walter to join our Jersey Mike's national conference as a guest keynote speaker. Walter electrified our audience wherever he spoke. Walter came on the stage and had an unbelievable presence. He captured the crowd immediately and received a thundering standing ovation. After that, Walter spoke at 2 other national meetings and several leadership meetings that were held with owners, area directors, and their managers. He continued to teach us how to recruit, develop, and retain top people so that we could stand apart from our competitors. Walter got our employees to understand our goals, adopt our company culture, work as a team, and express excellence. 6 years later, our boldest decision in company history. 6 years later, I called Walter and his wife and business partner, Antoinette, to invite them to join me in our company's biggest initiative ever, to do something never done before in the history of franchising. Walter immediately said yes. I asked Walter how we should communicate the message he was teaching throughout our national organization of franchisees. Like a true coach, Walter said to me, "Peter, that's easy. Just be you. And tell them what is in your heart and what you want to do and why." Walter, Antoinette, Tatiana, and I traveled to more than 25 cities together across the United States. He made a big impact among our team in each location. In the end, the owners of each franchise saw us as true partners with them. It was a pivotal moment in the history of our company that we will never forget. Spending so many days and nights together on the road with Walter to deliver the message of unity to our teams and crews across the nation was truly inspiring. As we look back on these initiatives, our investment was a key building block to launch forward like never before. Today, we stand as one of the top franchise systems in the country. Our post-COVID goals are coming to fruition thanks to Walter Bond and his new book. Now, after COVID, we're ready again to have meetings and gatherings with everyone throughout our system across the country. Walter, Antoinette, my wife Tatiana, and I will be traveling across the country. They will meet with our owners, managers, and our teams to motivate us to stay on track with our mission. Then we'll finish our journey with our long-awaited national meeting. I'm especially excited that on this road trip, we will bring the development principles from Walter and Antoinette's new book, Cultivate. The book has many active examples that show how best to manage our day-to-day lives and what path we should choose to take. Walter will motivate, teach, and coach our team. He'll help us communicate our plan and help us understand the goal and the path ahead. Cultivate reminds us to step back and check on how we are doing. For me, it was to take another look at our mission statement as a company. To give and make a difference in someone's life. To help raise people up together with a mindset to provide service to others. While those may sound like words, this book explains how we can turn those words into action that produces results. After reading Cultivate, I can honestly say, yes, we are staying true to ourselves and we are re-inspired. It is time to cultivate. I hope you enjoy reading the book and execute what you'll learn. Peter Cancro, founder and CEO, Jersey Mike's Subs.
Introduction. Cultivate, verb, to improve by labor, care, or study. We believe that all great teams have similar characteristics and traits. 6 traits are non-negotiable for a winning organization to operate at a high level. Cultivate is designed to be the go-to guide for employees and employers who want to build a high-performing corporate team or be part of one. Impact players who work together harmoniously make up the core of successful, elite teams. It sounds simple, yet many organizations struggle with it. This book offers listeners a practical, applicable guide to recruiting, developing, and retaining qualified employees to build powerhouse organizations through the eyes of relatable characters in our story. When you meet Alex and shake his hand, you may do a double take. You may see a reflection of yourself. Alex started with one store, probably like you, and grew it into a much larger company. Early on, Alex spent his weekends working and nurturing his company, but now his weekends are spent on his family. Alex loves people. They're the most critical thing in the world to him. He made the company office feel like a home away from home for the enjoyment of his teammates, his work family. Alex loves face-to-face meetings, believing it helps his team stay connected. Alex is in the people business. Maybe you'll identify more with Bobby, aka the Energizer Bunny. Bobby is a micromanager with an emphasis on the micro. There are no details too small for her attention. She is happiest when she has multiple projects running, making her employees into extensions of herself to accomplish much more than one person alone can. You might see yourself in Colin, although we hope not. Colin is unable to admit his shortcomings. It's always someone else's fault. He had all the platitudes to accompany his business personality. It's not our job to hold their hands. We are not their friends. It's not personal. Colin's problem is that he always hires guys just like him. Alex learned how to run a successful business as a teenager, working for Mr. Hank, a neighbor with a landscaping business. From Mr. Hank, Alex learned how to cultivate a successful enterprise and the traits it needs to grow. At first, he didn't know it, but he was learning about establishing common goals, communicating effectively, and finding the chemistry necessary to bring together a diverse yet successful team. Most important, he learned about the lifeblood of a business: commitment, accountability, and trust. As you listen to this book, will prompt you with reflections about what you've heard and the actions you need to take for your business's success. We hope you'll let these lessons sink deep into your soil and take root, helping you grow and improve.
1. A game. Alex checked his reflection in the full-size mirror by the front door one more time. He couldn't remember exactly when the navy blue sports coat and white dress shirt became his uniform, but it has become his signature look, and it suited him well. The look always reminded Alex of how far he had come. He headed outside, and his Tesla reacted as he got closer to the car. He settled into the driver's seat and reversed down the long stone driveway, wove through the perfectly manicured streets of his gated community, and waved at Gertie at the guard gate before turning onto the main road. He always says hi to everyone, whether a resident or a worker, rich or poor. Alex believed that you shouldn't just communicate with people, you should connect with everyone. The most important thing in the world to Alex is people. Years ago, when he was looking for office space, two things were important to him. One was being close to home, which benefited him and his family, and two was that it had a lot of windows that benefited his teammates at work. He wanted his culture to feel open and free so everyone could enjoy working together and enjoy life. Alex devoted his day to taking care of all his people. The office on Gardner Street was the perfect fit. The open concept space featured exposed brick walls, trendy lounge furniture in the center, and private offices and conference rooms settled behind floor-to-ceiling glass walls. The laptop-friendly workstations built into the wall and designed to look like classic workbenches were Alex's favorite feature. He wanted his office to feel like a really cool home away from home for all his teammates to enjoy. It was Saturday morning, so the office was quieter and slower than usual, but there were still a few people buzzing around the space. He didn't ever have to ask anyone to work extra, come in early, or work weekends. Everyone sort of did this on their own. It was part of the culture from day one. Everyone, for the most part, was completely dialed in and connected to the business. Alex built an amazing business from humble beginnings using some simple but non-negotiable strategies. Alex walked into the first conference room and checked his watch. 8:30 a.m. All his regional managers would arrive in the next hour. Alex was a simple man and found security being where he needed to be long before anyone else. He wanted that to bleed through his culture. He was a stickler for time. On time is late, and early is on time was his favorite mantra. He paced the room, carefully pushing in the chairs, adjusting the table slightly, and checking his reflection again in the large window overlooking the parking lot. Alex believed in meetings. He didn't believe in long meetings, but he believed in getting the team together as much as he could face to face. He loved Zoom, too, if it meant his team could talk and stay connected, but his face-to-face meetings were his favorite, and he didn't mind the extra expense. He thought it was well worth it. All of his meetings were run the same way on purpose and didn't involve a lot of preparation. Everyone knew the basic template. Alex didn't like surprises, so his meetings were run very efficiently, and the rhythm of them was predictable. His regional managers grew to love the predictability of his meetings and knew the flow very well. Everything was mapped out, and every regional manager knew the expectation of how to run their region. These meetings could practically run themselves. Alex started with one store but now owned 150 stores with 2,000 employees that brought in more than $300 million in revenue. He believed each store needed its own dedicated crew of about 12 to 15 people. The goal was to build a perfectly constructed team that operated at a championship level. The crew was what made each store tick. This meeting with his 16 regional managers was everything to Alex. Each regional manager had the task of recruiting, developing, and retaining top talent and building each crew at each store they managed. It was the only meeting he ran himself. This one was his pride and joy, and he felt it was his most critical meeting to keep his team and culture strong and positioned for growth. He looked up when he heard a knock at the conference room door. Two tiny uniformed women with large rolling carts stood smiling in the doorway. He ushered them in and helped them set up the goodies in the middle of the table. Two boxes of bagels, 2 dozen donuts, 3 trays of muffins, 3 portable cardboard containers filled with black coffee, a few flavored creamers, napkins, plates, and 2 bowls of assorted fruits. He looked at the table and hoped it would be enough for the 16 attendees. He always struggled with estimating how much he'd need for events like this. Alex had placed the order with a local breakfast cafe the night before with special instructions to have it delivered by 9:15 a.m. and, "Don't forget the vegan and the gluten-free people." He tipped the women generously and went about setting up the breakfast foods in a precise and organized manner. After a few minutes of rearranging the food on the table, the first wave of regional managers began to arrive. Ben from Region 3 and Carla from Region 4 walked in and greeted Alex with firm handshakes and a smile. Alex, known for his simple but powerful ideas, created a way to differentiate their stores from any other brand and each store from another. He created a numbering system where he classified each region based on the sequence of when the store opened. The lower the region number, the longer it's been open. The others arrived quickly after, and the conference room began buzzing with quiet conversations. Alex loved it. He would join in and chit-chat often, but just loved to observe his work family coming together. Everyone helped themselves to plates loaded with breakfast treats and found their seat around the conference table. Alex looked around at his team of regional managers and felt a sense of pride. The co-leaders and teammates of his winning team had arrived. Everyone was happy, smiling, and interacting with each other, just like it was a family reunion. Culture, his people, and team pride were everything to Alex. He let them connect for as long as possible and then brought the meeting to order. Alex believed the time to connect with your peers socially was critical to the brand, and although he never said it publicly, he thought it was the most important part of the meeting. He kept his meeting short because the real reunion would happen after the regional meeting at the bar located right across the street from the office. The bar loved Alex, and Alex loved the bar. He kept a running tab, and his team could just sign for the drinks or food, and the bar billed Alex once a month. It was just another small detail that made Alex lovable to his teammates. He was the employer of choice, and it was easy to see why once you joined Alex and his team. You were a teammate for life. He was always looking for ways to take care of his people. Almost 20 years ago, he had taken a chance and invested his life savings, his very last dime, into a hardware store in the quaint downtown area near his home in San Jose. That was Store One. Now, Alex was the owner of 150 stores around the region and took pride in hiring the best of the best to run each location. Alex took it upon himself to recruit and select each regional manager himself. He knew these hires were his most critical hires. They needed to be the right kind of leader with the right kind of heart. His company was known as a dream job and routinely found a place on the best places to work list in almost every business publication. He loved telling the story about how he was writing his business plan and had to come up with a name for this hardware store he never knew he was going to start. He tossed around a ton of ideas, but nothing seemed to fit. And then, when he couldn't possibly think any more and needed to walk away from it for a bit, he tossed his shirt into the dirty hamper and was getting ready to jump in the shower. He looked quickly at his reflection, and his eyes shot directly to the tattoo of a redwood on his arm. It was a tribute to his mentor, Mr. Hank. There was a meaning and a story behind the redwood tree, and Alex got the tattoo on the first anniversary of Mr. Hank's death. Redwood Hardware, Alex decided. Perfect. Over time, the chain became known as Red's throughout the community, but the story and meaning behind the name were always very special to Alex. Alex believed in owners, and that everyone who works for him should own something. Alex always said, owners stay longer than renters. He decided against the franchise model, but every one of his regional managers and store managers share in the profits. It had been a while since he brought all of his regional store managers together, but before he went on vacation, he wanted to get them together to express his gratitude for their hard work over the last year and create a space for authentic conversation, as well as feedback, questions, and concerns. Alex was thrilled where business was now, but the vision was for a national footprint, so he couldn't afford to become complacent. Alex believed in slow and steady growth, just like a tree. He believed that if you plant it in the perfect place, it would thrive, and if you nurtured it, it would grow big and strong and reach its full potential. In the beginning, you are taking care of the tree, and soon enough, the tree will be taking care of you. Once he had this region the way he wanted, Alex believed the whole country was their next feat. Alex would always say, business is just like a tree. You need slow and steady growth. Everyone knew that Alex was always quoting this phrase. He got the nickname Tree Boy around the office because he was always using analogies around landscaping, flowers, and gardening. It all started when Christy made a surprise visit to the store and accidentally called him one of her favorite nicknames, Tree Boy. Sean had heard the endearing nickname, and Alex knew it was over. By the end of the day, all of his teammates were using the nickname. He pretended to hate it, but deep down he loved it. In the beginning, nobody remembers exactly when, but Alex spent weeks in his work shed creating a masterpiece. He put hours of blood, sweat, and tears into his craft, and the end result was a gorgeous, handcrafted sign made out of redwood that said, "We are not in the hardware business. We are in the people business." Now, as a tradition for each new store, that original sign is flown to the new location and hung in the back office by Alex himself before anyone is hired. Alex wasn't ashamed of the fact that he always had tears streaming down his face as he hung the original sign. Red's Hardware has a great reputation in the industry. Some industry experts call it a cult. Alex initially was very uncomfortable with that language, but he later understood that it was intended to be a compliment. Now, Alex jokes that the root word of culture is cult. In the early days, Christy and Alex ran the store and built the foundation together. Christy always ran the books and was in charge of the numbers, but working together caused some serious problems for them as a couple. Christy was always stressed out, and Alex was learning how to lead. Alex learned after a few years that his business will always be a reflection of him. If he wants his business to grow, he must grow first. When they were ready, they hired Sean. Alex remembered the tall, extremely shy, lanky, nerdy college kid walking in for an application, and Alex wasn't so sure he'd be the right fit at first. Christy loved him right away as he had a background in math. She also had a more personal reason for wanting to get Sean on board as soon as possible. Sean would be her replacement, and she knew that when he was hired, she could step back and step into the role she desired. As an only child, having a large family was very important to her. This was Alex's baby, not hers. Alex saw potential in Sean and immediately went to work developing and cultivating his confidence. As a former college golfer, Alex knew that confidence was the difference in his teammates' performance. Sean was a numbers guy. He was a quick thinker, was great at mental math, and had a very analytical brain. Over time, Alex would learn that when there were numbers to crunch, P&L reports to read, or accounts to be balanced, Sean was the guy. Initially, Alex hired Sean because he knew that Sean was strong in areas that Alex was not. As Sean learned more about the company, he mimicked and mirrored the way Alex interacted with people, and soon it became contagious. Alex would always preach to Sean, "We are in the people business, Sean." Sean bought in from day one and became a pillar on the team. Alex opened the meeting as he always did, with a statement as everyone chimed in. "We are not in the hardware business, we are in the people business." Then he went on by expressing gratitude for their hard work and reporting on some of the highlights of each store. This meeting was not about facts and figures, but about really listening to the needs and concerns of his team. He then effortlessly flowed into listing the company's key performance indicators and asked for feedback on the new technology and software that was being implemented in some of the stores. He paid special attention to his regional managers who had just been promoted to make sure they were executing the Red's hardware way. After quickly reviewing the store's safety and security guidelines, the best part of the meeting began: the open-ended conversations. Alex wanted to hear some good news about each store. "Always give me some good news first." One by one, each regional manager gave a positive report about their region and each store. The open-ended conversation was critical because each regional manager would alert Alex of what they needed or what problem they needed taken away. As CEO, his number one focus was not what his regional managers could do for him, but rather what he could do for his regional managers. Alex knew that if he served these 16 professionals well, his entire organization would run like a well-oiled machine. Although Alex saw the world as a master landscaper and gardener, there was one tool he despised: the machete. He taught his regional managers, "You can't walk around with a machete all day tearing your people down. A machete is a tool used when you have lots of things to cut. We are coaches, and coaches walk around with a whistle instead. We build our crews up. We don't cut down. Sometimes we have to gently prune, but it is to promote growth." Once the meeting transitioned to the conversation, Alex was all ears, and he and Sean took copious notes to make sure he gave his regional managers exactly what they needed. Aside from the amazing financial benefit, they knew they mattered and were important to the brand. His culture was cult-like. Everyone had the same mindset, and Alex had duplicated himself through his leadership and, therefore, built an amazing culture. But everyone was allowed their freedom at the same time. When you were ever confused about what to do, or even in doubt, the question became, WWAD, what would Alex do? And all of a sudden, the answer was clear. Taisha had an idea of how one of her stores could participate in the town's annual community cleanup. Joe vented his frustrations about the company's cumbersome return policy, and Greg proposed an idea of hosting weekend workshops where kids could come and learn to use specific tools or build things like birdhouses. Alex wanted them to be transparent and speak their mind. As the room buzzed with conversation, Alex listened closely and used his iPad to jot down notes and ideas. If an idea was good and could help the business, Alex would act immediately and give the proper credit to the creator of the idea. His teammates knew that Alex listened to his people. Alex believed in a delayered organizational
Sample complete. Ready to continue?